Hot Country 103.5. Joining me for this week's Hot Discovery, Allie in studio.
Hey.
It's been a while since you've been on the East Coast.
I know, and I'm so glad to be back.
Well, thanks for coming in. I'm glad you made it in, even with in between snowstorms that we're getting.
Totally. It almost seems more legitimate because I'm getting the full experience.
Oh, yeah. The East Coast said she's coming. Let's make her feel at home.
Totally. Totally.
So you brought your guitar. We're going to put it to work. What do you want to play for us?
Yeah. Well, I got a new single if you want me to play that one.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is called No One Like You.
Conversation like a back road, real slow. Every word you say is right. Your heart is like a diamond, you're my rock with a soft side, certified one of a kind. Loving you's easy, it's just like breathing. Words alone can't explain how I'm feeling. Cause there's no one like you. All my worst days feel like my birthday. You know how to love it gone. You've got all the jokes that make me laugh till I'm crying. Don't know where you get it from. Baby, you know that this heart is fragile, but I know you and I know you'll be careful. Cause there's no one like you. Downtown city lights, small town Friday nights with a guy just like you. Cause there's no one like you.
Hot Country 103.5, Allie in studio, her new tune, No One Like You. What's the story behind that song?
Oh my gosh. This was actually, I started writing for the record last year. I went out to Nashville. I found a whole bunch of friends that I'd been wanting to write with and never got a chance to. One of them being Thomas Archer, who wrote Hurricane for Luke Combs, and You Broke Up With Me for Walker Hayes, and like a bunch more stuff now. But I was super nervous because I can't mess it up. You can't go into a write with someone like him and mess it up. So that whole entire week beforehand, I would sit down, and typically how I write, I'll pull up my phone and turn on the voice memos and just like start playing the guitar and sing over top of it and just trust whatever comes out. Nothing good came out for 6 days leading up to that one write. And I remember, typically in Nashville, you write at like 11 a.m. And for some reason, this was a 4 p.m., so I had all morning long. And it was like, okay, pressure's on. This is the time. And I turned on the voice memo, and I played through the whole entire thing. I had all the melodies, and I had a good chunk of that chorus. And I brought it in, and Thomas was like, yeah, that's it. We're writing it. And it was great because I needed a love song so bad for the record. And just something, I mean, I'm a big family person. It's been tough being away from people I love on the road. And it was just cool to kind of have an anthem for myself, for everyone that I love that I don't get to see every day.
Awesome. What a great story. And a big name to write with as well.
Totally. Yes.
So when writing, where do you look to for inspiration for songs?
I mean, I listen to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I will say that's the reason that I'm in music, because I grew up, you know, looking for songs to laugh to cry to, to work out to when I really didn't want to work out. Like, all of those, you know, special moments in life that you look for music, I listen to other music, and I get inspiration from people who are good at what they do.
Now, do you only listen to country music, or is there a mix of everything?
There's such a big mix. Yeah. It's so funny, because growing up, I feel like I didn't listen to a whole lot of country until, you know, we would go back to see my mom's family. They're from a small town, and my grandma religiously only played the AM country station, and still does to this day, on her stovetop radio. So, I mean, like, I've grown up a lot of stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with Yanni.
Yeah.
But Yanni was my first concert ever.
Really?
My dad played a lot of, like, Jesse Cook around the house. Yeah. He's a flamenco guitarist. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nickelback, obviously, being an Alberta girl, too. I mean, we've had a whole lot of stuff playing in our house over the test of time. But with that said, I learned what a good song was.
Mm-hmm.
And that it didn't matter, you know, what the genre was. If you put the right words down on paper, you have something that relates to people.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So can we get another tune from you?
Is that
possible?
Yeah,
what do you want to play for us?